This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In London today, a key part of Uber's business model took a big hit from the United Kingdom's Court of Appeal in a ruling that said drivers for the ride-sharing service aren't freelancers working in the gig economy. They are actually company employees and are so entitled to benefits and a minimum wage. Back here, the 75,000 Uber drivers in New York City are going to be eligible for a minimum wage starting in mid-January. That applies to drivers for Lyft and other apps as well. It's the first minimum wage for those drivers in this country. And for a lot of them, it's going to work out to a big raise, more than 40%. Janet Babin has that one.
Hi, are you Uber?
Janet?
Yes.
By the time my Uber driver, Cornell Iacob, picks me up for a morning trip to New York's LaGuardia Airport, his work day is almost done. But he says his work week feels never-ending.
I work 7 days a week. Seven. You cannot do it part-time, and I explained you why.
Iacob started driving for Uber 3 years ago after he got laid off from a desk job he had for almost two decades. With two kids still in school, he tapped his retirement savings to buy a car for work. As a ride-hail driver, Iacob's an independent contractor, not an employee. That means he has to pay all his own expenses.
Your car, your gas, your insurance, your repairs.
After all those bills, what's left?
It's nothing, absolutely nothing. It's really not worth it.
Iacob says driving in the city has taken a toll on his car, but he can't afford a new one. Advocates say the pressure on drivers is extreme. Bhairavi Desai is the executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, a labor group that represents taxicab and rideshare drivers.
When there is such a deep crisis among this workforce.
Uber started off paying drivers about 80% of the fares collected from customers. But a few years ago, the company reduced the amount it passes on to drivers. Now, Desai says in some cases, drivers make 60% or less of what passengers pay for a ride.
It's not the driver that's getting the lion's share of that fare, even though that fare was only possible because of the driver's labor.
An economic study commissioned by New York City backs Desai up. Economist James Parrott with the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School analyzed what drivers earn on a per-trip basis.
We found that 96% of all drivers have one or more trips per week where they earn less than the independent contractor equivalent of the minimum wage.
New York City's minimum wage will rise to $15 per hour at the end of this year. Independent contractors need to earn a bit more to clear that rate because they have to pay higher payroll taxes and cover their own vacation time. So the equivalent minimum for them is $17.22 an hour. Earlier this month, New York City's Taxi and Limousine Commission set that as the new minimum for rideshare drivers. Parrott estimates that as a result of the increase, drivers' net pay after expenses will rise by a bit more than 40% annually, or about $10,000. The ride-hail companies aren't happy about the change. Lyft didn't respond to our requests, and in a statement, Uber said the higher pay floor will extend wait times and raise fares. But Parrott disagrees.
You know, these are companies that are taking a pretty significant commission share out of the passenger fare. So there's some leeway there for them to reduce their commissions.
Other cities will be watching closely, since New York could offer a roadmap for municipalities that want to regulate the ride-hail industry. Would-be Uber and Lyft investors will be watching, too. Both companies are planning IPOs for sometime next year, says analyst James Messiter with Strategy Analytics.
If a lot of other cities start picking up on this, I think it could have an effect. But I just don't see that happening.
New York's minimum wage for rideshare drivers takes effect in mid-January. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.